Stay up to date on the green and gold all season. The Green and Gold Fix podcast is brought to you by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Luxury stay, elite play, unwind in sophisticated comfort. Win big, dine, and experience the events in Milwaukee. Breaking Packers news on 94.5 ESPN. Quarterback Jordan Love is being extended. What moves are still on the table for Jordan Love's offense? Talk all things Titletown right here on 94.5 ESPN and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
This is breaking news coverage across ESPN Wisconsin. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. We will be joined during this hour-long special edition. It's like Wilde and Tausch without Tausch, but that happens a fair amount, right? We will be joined in a couple of minutes by ESPN's Rob Domofsky, who obviously does a fantastic job of breaking news, along with Adam Schefter. Also, Brian Bulaga, Iowa, scheduled to appear, and a number of our other NFL analysts will join in as well. Not joining us will be Stella and Sadie, the Wonder Dogs, who I was walking at the time of this news breaking. Adam Schefter having it first, along with Ian Rappaport shortly thereafter from NFL Network. But the big news and the big numbers are these. $220 million as the overall value of the contract. $75 million guaranteed in the form of a signing bonus. And again, according to Adam Schefter, $155 million guaranteed, fully guaranteed as part of the deal. Now, we will break down what all that means in the hour ahead of us, but again, those are big, big numbers. Here is where those rank in terms of compared to other quarterbacks. $55 million per year average ties Jordan Love alongside Joe Burrow and alongside Trevor Lawrence. But if the numbers prove to be accurate, and there's always, or there is at least sometimes, changes in terms of what is initially reported. But if $155 million fully guaranteed is accurate, I've seen some other reports that put it at $160 for guarantees, but that might be a little bit of a different language that's being spoken there. $155 million in guarantees is not the most guarantees. It is among the most, but it is less than Tua reportedly got earlier today, less than Joe Burrow, less than Deshaun Watson, less than Justin Herbert, less than Lamar Jackson. So the instant reaction, at least for me, is that it would appear that in this instance, both sides got what they wanted. Jordan Love got the security of this long-term deal, but the Packers did at least manage in a small way to hedge their bets by not giving him as much guaranteed money as perhaps some other quarterbacks have gotten. So we will break that all down as we roll on here again, scheduled to appear over the next hour. We've got Rob Domofsky from ESPN.com. We've got Brian Bulaga, who joins the Homer Hour twice a week and joins Tausch and I. Let's go right away to the best newsbreaker on the Packers beat. And I don't say that because we've been friends for 25 plus years. And I'm not saying that because he's very busy and yet he's still joining the show. It is Rob Domofsky. Rob, good evening. How are you? I don't hear Rob. Rob, you got us? Yeah, I can't hear Rob from where I'm at. So we will have to figure that out because I want to hear all the interesting things that Rob says. Brian, are we running into some technical difficulties as we've hastily thrown this together?
We are actively working on getting Rob Domofsky. He's on the line. We'll get him through momentarily, Jason.
All right. So let me again kind of break down where this puts Jordan Love in the pantheon of big contracts, because again, we just mentioned $55 million per year average in terms of new money ties him for the richest contract in the NFL. Ties him with Joe Burrow, who has a $55 million average. Ties him with Trevor Lawrence. But as is often the case in these contracts, the details do matter, and the guarantees matter. And if you've been listening to ESPN Wisconsin in recent days, you've heard Brian Bulaga, who has certainly gone through his share of contract negotiations during his 12 years in the NFL, talk about how guaranteed money really matters in this equation. And so, again, $155 million is a heck of a lot of guaranteed money. No one is sneezing at that. But let's go through, as we get connected with Rob, where the other quarterbacks are. Cleveland gave Deshaun Watson a fully guaranteed contract. That is for another show to discuss how ridiculous and foolhardy that might have been. But he has $230 million guaranteed. Joe Burrow, $219. Justin Herbert, $218.7. Patrick Mahomes, $210.6. Lamar Jackson, $185. Jared Goff, $175. And Tua Tagovailoa, $167.1. I know Rob's got a lot of zeros on his check, but he doesn't have quite that many. Rob, do we have you now?
I'm here. Do you have me?
You sound amazing, as you often do. Thanks for jumping on. I know you're very busy. We just need a couple of minutes of your time. You obviously have been ready for this story like we all have. Yep. I don't know if any of us had expected it to happen tonight. But what was your initial reaction, A, when you heard the numbers, and B, when you had a minute or two to maybe think about what the numbers meant?
Yeah, so actually this afternoon, right as I was leaving the stadium at about 2:30, I had gotten some numbers thrown to me that were close to what it ended up being. And this person said that these are the numbers and it's about done. And I checked into it and was told those are not exactly the numbers. So that told me that they must know what the numbers are, but still couldn't nail down that it was actually done. But it ended up being about $5 million more in the signing bonus than what I was told this morning. Sorry, I guess it was this afternoon. Sorry, it's all running together. At the time, I was told 4 years, $220 with a $70 million signing bonus. It ended up being $75. So I don't know if that's something that they had to hammer out late. The guaranteed money I heard you talking is interesting. So you know how these contracts are structured in a sense. The APYs, the $55 million, could mean a lot of different things. So I'm not good at math, but $220 minus the guarantee of $155 is $65 million, right? So it's very possible that the base salaries in like the last year, the last 2 years, could be like $32.5 million each, right? And that those and like you never see those. And I'm just going to use Kenny Clark's most recent deal as an example. He got a 3-year extension, I believe, on his original deal.
He did, correct, so yes.
And the third year of the extension, which is actually the fourth year if you count this year, the base salary jumps to $18.3 million, okay? So, like, it's very possible that he never sees the $18.3 million. But what did that do? That made the average per year $21.3 million. So it's a little, and I'm not saying that Love's is going to be inflated or it isn't, but it's just something to keep in mind. These APYs are not really that meaningful, which is why you see a lot of reports or a lot of smart people will say the 3-year APY, because you know the 3-year of a 4 or 5 year deal, the first three are the ones you're most likely to see. So we'll see what it comes in at, you know, really when the numbers get submitted to the NFLPA and those of us who have access to that stuff can figure it out. But I don't think that it's that far from what, you know, from what, you know, we thought. I mean, that's just the price of doing business. Does that mean Jordan Love, Joe Burrow, and Trevor Lawrence are the three best quarterbacks in the NFL because they're making $55 million in APY? No, of course it doesn't. What is Patrick Mahomes at? Not that, right? But that, you know, Dak Prescott might be the next guy to sign a new deal, and his deal might average $55.5 million. So, but I think the important thing here is not necessarily the numbers. I mean, they're important to some people, but the important thing is that it's day five, practice number five tomorrow. And what did he really miss? He missed 4 days of essentially mini camp practice. You know, you were out there; those are not regular practices. So he really to me, he didn't miss anything. And to me, that's the most important thing in this, is that when they go pads tomorrow, you know, I'm sure he's not going to jump in and do everything right away, but I'm assuming he will do something. He really hasn't missed anything important, and they didn't lose any valuable time. Because this is still a young offense with a young quarterback and a young receiver group that needs practice time together.
All right, Rob, I know you got a lot on your plate, so I'll just keep you for two more questions. One sure. is this, though, because, and again, you're right. You know, I know you have access to the numbers when it gets filed. It's not like it's already, like, going through the NFLPA system, right? The news breaks. Adam's terrific at that. He gets the numbers as they are, but we need to dig deeper into the details.
Yeah.
But if it is at $155 million in fully guaranteed dollars, if that proves to be correct, that is obviously less than Goff. That is less than Tua. Yeah. And I thought it was really telling, and you were there on Monday morning too, when Goody was talking about, look, we know he's our franchise quarterback. It's not like we're trying to make that decision. But at the same time, we need to put the best team around him. He was talking about structure there. And structure for them is we have to, even though we think he's the best thing since sliced bread, we have to protect ourselves in case he's not. And so they weren't going to give him $220 million fully guaranteed.
Right.
Did both sides, in your opinion, kind of get what they wanted and met in the middle? Jordan gets a record-setting signing bonus right away, $75 million. I can't wait to see the big publisher's clearinghouse check with the Associated Bank logo on it.
Yeah.
But they don't give him quite as much guaranteed money as Goff and Justin Herbert and some of the other guys I mentioned. Does that make sense? Is that how you view it?
Yeah, and that's probably, you know, when we were talking about, or Goody was talking about structure, it probably wasn't. The dollars were probably pretty close to agreed upon. It was just how much of it was going to be guaranteed, what was going to be signing bonus. I think both sides, you know, this was a hard deal for both sides in the sense that, you know, the Packers have not necessarily, you know, been in a situation quite like this recently. I mean, Rodgers, you know, did the deal in November of 2008. You know, so that was actually, you know, I guess it was earlier in a sense than Love did. They had less to go on, but they haven't done this in this day and age with the numbers that are thrown around now. So I do think that there was some give and take from both sides, as there is in any negotiation. But yeah, I mean, I think that's just how these things go. And people say, you know, might say, well, why they had, you know, they had since basically May to do this. Well, why did they have to, you know, miss the first week of training camp? I mean, sometimes that's just the way it goes, you know. That's just how it works, and somebody finally budges on something, right? I mean, that we don't know who. We probably will never know, but clearly someone budged today and conceded something to get this deal done.
All right, last thing for you, so you can get back to the great work that you do. When we now look back, if they give him the fifth-year option, he probably still sits out like he did, right? Because it's still not nearly as close. I mean, it's what, $20.3 million instead of $11 million?
Yeah.
But they might have gotten a deal done, I don't know, December.
Yeah, that's the difference. Yep, they could have done
that. That's what I'm curious.
Yeah,
so look back.
It's a great point. It's a great point, Jason, because had they just exercised the fifth-year option last May, they could have done a deal, like you said, you know, at any point during the season, probably, you know, later than earlier, because it took him a while to show what he could do, unlike Rodgers, who was fantastic, you know, early on, even if they weren't winning a lot of games in OA.
Mm-hmm.
But because they did that mini extension last May, the 12-month rule that I know we talked about on Wilde and Tausch so much, prevented them from doing a deal before that. But you're right. Like, what if he would have done a deal for, and I'll just say this, and we've talked about this before, in early December, you know, people were telling me, yeah, he's going to be $35 million, right? So what if he had done a deal on December 1st for $35 million and then went out and finished the way he did? Would they be, you know, trying to get more now? Of course. Would they? No, the Packers wouldn't do that like 6 months later. So it's just, you know, it's a little bit of a roll of the dice, and, you know, it worked out probably pretty well for Love in this case, but the Packers probably got a little bit of insurance. Just real quick, I'm looking at the Jared Goff contract because you brought that up. $170 million in guaranteed, according to what I'm looking at. The last 2 years, though, the base salary in 2027 is $40 million. Now, 22 mm-hmm. of that is 22 of that is guaranteed. So he's probably going to be on the roster in 2027. But they would actually save $25 million in cap space if they cut him before that year. That's the first year that they would actually save cap space. And then the 2028 base salary is $39 million. None of that is guaranteed. So, like, you almost have to lop that off a little bit when we're talking mm-hmm. about money. Because just real quick, I'll read you the base salaries on Jared Goff's extension. This year, $2.6 million. Now he got the massive signing bonus. Next year, $18 million base. 2026, it jumps to $55 million. But only 20 of that is guaranteed. So it's just that's where we're, you know, these numbers are astronomical. Don't get me wrong, but they're not quite as astronomical as you might think in terms of what they'll actually collect.
Rob, there's nobody better, and I mean that, and I'm certainly including me. So we appreciate your time. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning for Matt LaFleur and for practice. Thanks, buddy.
All right, you got it. We'll be seeing you.
That is Rob Domofsky from ESPN.com. Brian Bulaga, who has been telling us for days that this is a guaranteed money delay. I think he's probably going to be ultimately proven right when we get some more details and have some more conversations about this contract. He will join us next. You are listening to Breaking News live coverage across ESPN Wisconsin. Jordan Love, 4 years, $220 million, reportedly $155 million guaranteed. The Packers franchise quarterback has his new deal. We'll continue our conversation about it next.
Breaking Packers news on 94.5 ESPN. Quarterback Jordan Love is being extended. What moves are still on the table for Jordan Love's offense? Talk all things Titletown right here on 94.5 ESPN and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
Brian B. producing in the Gruberloff's One Call That's All studios at the Avenue in Milwaukee with a very apt musical choice. The Packers have their Love. Their Love interest is now locked up for four more seasons. Remember, it's an extension, so it is 5 years overall for Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers. Joining us now, a man who has been insightful about this all along the way, and now we're waking him up when he's getting ready for an important flag football championship game and making him stay up late instead of getting his shut eye so he can be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed when he coaches his team. It is former Packers right tackle Brian Bulaga on Wilde and Tausch. Brian, good evening, sir.
Good evening. How we doing?
Not as well as Jordan Love, but we're doing okay. You and I have talked a lot this week. You were a cousin sub the first Tuesday, Wednesday for us with Tausch gone. We talked a lot about guaranteed money. So you have seen the reports. You've seen $220 million all day long. You've seen $155 million fully guaranteed. I think there's a report from CBS that says $160.3 million guaranteed, which I think might be, maybe there's another faction in there that's guaranteed for injury but not performance. Whatever it is, Brian, you talked a lot about guaranteed money and how that might be the hang-up. This feels to me like they bridge that by saying, okay, we don't want to give you the whole kit and caboodle, but how about we give you the biggest guaranteed signing bonus in league history of $75 million, but then the rest is there's only $80 million more guaranteed, and you're not quite as high in the pecking order when it comes to guaranteed money as some of the other quarterbacks. What do you think of that theory?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably accurate. I mean, I think what we saw happen today with Tua definitely put things in motion, right? When we talked on Thursday, there was no Tua deal. And you and I discussed it with Homer and kind of what the holdup was. Well, the next hat dropped, and it was the Tua deal. And we kind of saw the inside of that. They have the same agent, obviously, or same agency. So obviously there was a lot of dialogue going on between those two camps about the deals for these two quarterbacks. And we, I mean, the preliminary details are out about the contract. You see the guaranteed, whether it's the 155 or the 160. The Packers probably feel good about that, right? Like they didn't get to the Tua guarantee. They didn't get to the Goff guarantee. But what they did do, which you said perfectly, they gave him the biggest signing bonus ever in NFL history, which is insane that the Packers did that. If there was one team that I was going to guess that would never do that, it was them, but they did it. And I think if you're looking at it from both sides, I think Green Bay feels great about this, the organization that is. And I think Jordan Love feels great about it too, right? I mean, he's up there in the pecking order with the APY, with all the big names. I get the guaranteed money's not like Tua's or Goff or whoever else. I don't even remember what all these guys' guaranteed money are right now. They all these $220 million contracts keep flying off the shelf. But I think both sides walked away from this really good. I think they both feel good about it. And like I said, once the Tua deal dropped, it was only going to be a matter of time, and it was the same day. So how about that?
So, all right, let me run through these numbers again, just so you have them. And I know that his $75 million signing bonus is more than nine times the signing bonus you fought for in your 2015 contract of $8 million. But
yes,
Here's the fully guaranteed numbers for, and Rob had a slightly different number having seen the Goff contract, but here are the other quarterbacks, again, how they rank in terms of guaranteed money, okay? Deshaun Watson is at the top with $230 million guaranteed, which is still preposterous. Joe Burrow is next at $219. Justin Herbert, your former teammate in Los Angeles with the Chargers, $218.7. Mahomes, $210.6. That'll be changing soon. He'll be getting more now. Lamar Jackson, $185. Goff, $170. Tua, $167.1, as was reported earlier today. So then comes Love at $155, and then Lawrence at $142. So let's talk a little bit about that first. From the Packers' perspective, not guaranteeing as much as, I mean, I know this is all funny money, even to you who played in the NFL, but $155 million compared to $219, that's almost $60 million less. In terms of guarantee, it is $60 million less in guarantees.
Yeah.
So for the Packers, who still need to be careful and make sure that what they saw from him in the second half of last season is truly him, did they manage to hedge, not much, because you can't hedge when you're giving a guy $155 million, but did they manage to hedge their bets a little bit here? Did they win in that way?
I think so. I mean, and you said it, right? I mean, the signing bonus is $75 million, right? And then what they owe him over the remainder of the contract is, what was it, $80 million? So $80 million over 4 years after that they paid this bonus. So they did. They did well, I think. If you look at it from an organizational standpoint, and obviously we will see exactly how this thing is structured, right? The money is in place. How is it structured from year to year, and where's the money at? Roster bonus-wise after the signing bonus is paid out and all that. That'll be interesting to see how Russ kind of worked that that contract structure. But if you're looking at Green Bay staying under 160 guaranteed, they feel really good about that. And I think Packer fans should feel really good about that as well. And it's not trying to say that Jordan didn't deserve the money. No one's saying that. But I think if you look at it from a team standpoint, that probably allows them to do other things within this roster and then in the free agency in the years to come that they may not have been able to do if they got into that $200 million guaranteed range.
So that was you're spending way too much time with me because you just read my mind on the follow-up question, because Goody made the comment earlier in the week, I was just bringing this back up to Rob Domofsky in the previous segment. Goody made the comment about how we know he's our franchise quarterback. It's not like we're trying to make that decision. But at the same time, we want to put the best team around him we can, and we want to make sure that we can do what we need to do for our football team moving forward, not only this year, but in years to come. You and I talk all the time about how this great young talent, and even if they're not going to sign everybody to second contracts, and very few to third contracts, they got to sign some guys to second contracts, and those are going to cost money, whether it's Jaden Reed and Wicks, whether it's Dobbs, whoever it is, those guys, there are going to be some second contracts. How much does this help them in terms of the guaranteed money to be able to pay those other guys as well?
Well, I think it's huge. I really do. I mean, listen, you can say what you want about you know, how good Mahomes is, how good Herbert is, and their big guarantees over $200 million, and if they deserve it or not, sure they deserve it, right? Like, that's great. But it's hard to build a team around that when you have that much capital invested into one position and guaranteed money invested in that one position and how that affects the cap from year to year, right? Like, this $75 million bonus, that's why I'm very interested to see how this deal is structured, right? It's the biggest signing bonus in NFL history. How did they move this money? How did this get pushed throughout the contract? And then not only the bonus, but the remaining 80 that's guaranteed, how does that look over this five-year span technically, right? Like, how is this spaced out? And obviously, with the rising cap number that will eventually happen from year to year in the NFL, it's going to make this look better and better as time goes on, which is another tip of the cap to the Packers. That $155 million guaranteed in 5 years is going to look like an absolute bargain if this dude keeps playing the way he did at the end of the season. They walk away winners of this thing. So to me, they've set themselves up really nicely for the next at least probably 3 years until this heavy cap hit probably comes, is the way I'm probably normally the way these deals go. Like, the third and fourth year, there's a monster cap hit. Normally that's how they go. We'll see how this works. But I think they've set themselves up for a pretty good 3 year stretch here to be able to add talent, re-sign talent, and manage this cap pretty well.
All right, two last things for you, then we'll let you go. We are obviously grateful for you making time for us. One, you mentioned the $55 million per year average. I am curious, do players care about that? Because as Rob and I were talking about, you know, sometimes they inflate the numbers on the back end so the average goes up, even if it's money that they're never going to see. I know David Bakhtiari wanted to be the highest paid left tackle. That was important to him. Do players generally care about that, even if the number's a little bit sketchy?
Yeah, you know, I think that's a person-to-person thing. I think there's a lot of pride in that. Like, you know what I mean? I think there's a lot of personal pride and a little bit of bravado with being able to tote the highest APY contract, you know, in the NFL at the time, which, hey, is great. You know, if that makes you, if that pads the ego a little bit, makes you feel better about it, hey, that's fantastic. I hope that does the trick. But I think majority of guys, because not a lot of guys get to live out their contract in the NFL. Like, Dave didn't get to do it on this last contract, for a perfect example. I didn't get to see it out in L.A. Like, these things happen. So what guys really look for, and if they're being honest, they're looking for what that guaranteed cash is within the first two, maybe 3 years of the deal. If it's a five-year deal, the first 3 years. If it's a three- or four-year deal, the first 2 years. That's what they're really looking for, and what does that guaranteed money put them earning wise compared to the guys in their position? So if you look at it, that guaranteed cash I'm getting puts me in this ballpark, because the APY is thrown out when you're looking at guaranteed cash, right? Like, the guaranteed money is what it is. If I'm earning, if I got a three, well, just put my Chargers contract, for example, 3 years, $30 million with 20 guaranteed. I'm essentially getting the $10 million each year. That's what I look at as my APY over the deal, is $10 million. So that's how guys really look at contracts. At least that's how I always looked at them, because I never saw the back end of the deal. So why would I even look at it any other way? I look at it with the guaranteed cash is, and that's what I look at, how I match up with other guys positionally.
All right, last thing for you, because I know you've never been a franchise quarterback, but you have been an elite-level player, even though right tackles never get voted to the Pro Bowl as often as they should and all that other stuff. We talk about expectations a lot, and this team was free of expectations last year. Now this team obviously has big expectations being placed upon it. Some see them as a Super Bowl contender, but we all see them as a, if they're not a playoff team, something has gone horribly wrong or there's been major injury problems. What about individual expectations that are now placed upon Jordan Love? He seems cool as a cucumber. He seems very level-headed. I don't think he strikes me, at least, as a guy who the money will go to his head. But I remember when you and Randall Cobb both signed deals in March of 2015, and there are guys who are very conscientious that put pressure on themselves. They don't get complacent. They put pressure on themselves to deliver on the contract. How, as a player, do you manage that, and how do you expect Jordan Love to manage that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough scenario because obviously you've just been paid a lot of money, right? And the fan base and people around the NFL and the media expect you to play a certain way when a bunch of new money has been awarded to you. For what the NFL contracts are, they are how you, they're paid to you based on how they expect you to play going forward. It's not what you have done in the past. It's how they expect you to play going forward. That's how the contracts are. If they paid guys for past performances, they potentially paying way more money than what anyone could imagine, right? I mean, you could be a 10-year, you know, in your 10th year in the NFL, but I was an all-pro in my 5th year. You got to pay me for what I did. No, that's not the way it goes. It's what they think you're going to do. So the expectation could weigh on guys. And the thing with Jordan Love, at least I'm hoping the way he approaches it, is that all the pressure's off him now with the contract talk. Is he the franchise guy? Even though the team has said it that he is, now they put the pen to paper and he is now. So a lot of the stressor of the contract, is he the guy? Is he really, you know, the heir apparent to Aaron Rodgers after all the great years the Packers had? Can he lead this new era of Green Bay Packer football? And the Packers have said yes. They've shown the confidence in him with the money, and that's the most important thing. Words are one thing. The money is another thing. And now I think he can kind of play freely. This is his team. He's the leader of this team now. There's no questions about it. And he can just go out and be himself. And that's what I'm hoping he does after this deal got done. He can go out there. He's going to be all smiles when you guys see him tomorrow. I mean, I know he will be. He'll be pretty excited. And if he can just go out and play ball and be himself, that's what I'm hoping he does now that he signed this big new deal.
Yeah, no one will be cutting off his interview tomorrow, that's for sure. All right, Brian, I know you have a lot going on. I am extremely grateful to you for making time for us. I know you got a big game tomorrow. As I said about Sydney's softball team winning a championship on Wednesday night, they overcame the mediocre coaching and won anyway. I hope your team can do the same, buddy. Thanks.
I hope so. And the only thing I'm concerned about is that there's a lot of parents who think their kid just signed a $220 million deal out there, and that's how they behave. So I'm hoping that doesn't happen tomorrow.
Not Declan and not his dad.
No, he's nowhere near. Nowhere near. But there's some parents who do. So I hope it just stays nice and calm and it's a nice day of flag football.
We appreciate you, buddy. Thanks.
All right, guys. Take care.
That is the fantastic Brian Bulaga with his insights. Again, recapping the night's top story. Mere hours after Tua Tagovailoa gets his 4-year, $212.4 million extension with a reported $167.1 million guaranteed. Jordan Love gets his deal done. Athletes first, the representatives in both cases. Jordan Love's numbers, as reported by Adam Schefter, 4 years, $220 million, an NFL record $75 million signing bonus. That is guaranteed at signing. On top of that, a total of $155 million fully guaranteed. So that means Jordan Love is tied in terms of average per year salary with Joe Burrow and Trevor Lawrence atop the quarterback pay pecking order, a little further down in terms of guaranteed money. We will continue our live breaking news coverage across ESPN Wisconsin. A punter who never quite got this big of a contract, but he's insightful nonetheless. Our friend Brad Nortman from KBN, scheduled to appear next. It is live breaking news coverage across ESPN Wisconsin of Jordan Love's new contract. Stick around.
Breaking Packers news on 94.5 ESPN. Quarterback Jordan Love is being extended. What moves are still on the table for Jordan Love's offense? Talk all things Titletown right here on 94.5 ESPN and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday.
Getting big-time green and gold today flashbacks to when Brian D. used to produce that fine program.
The Homer
Hour. That was a big week.
Special guests every day from
still screwing stuff up.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. I appreciate you doing that just for old time's sake.
Yeah, right on cue.
Joining us now, punters are people too. They just don't get paid as much as franchise quarterbacks. You hear them every weekday on KBN. Kyle Brust and Nortman. Kind of like Tausch. The best one gets the last billing. It is Brad Nortman, former NFL, longtime NFL punter, and one insightful cat joining us on our breaking news coverage of Jordan Love's new contract across ESPN Wisconsin. All right, Bradley, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. What a time for this news to finally break. I mean, I feel like we've been waiting 2.5 months for this. Nothing like a Friday night for this to actually hit. So just pretty wild. I mean, this thing has just been taking turns. You're trying to read tea leaves. And after it's all said and done, a Friday night is when the news breaks. Congrats to Jordan and congrats to the Packers. I'm excited. I'm excited for the team. And I'm excited for him. I know we're going to get into it more, but I feel like this was a fair deal for both sides. That's my initial takeaway.
So let's talk a little bit about that, because you're not you do not have a reputation for being a hot take guy. You've wandered into that territory once or twice, and after all those
broadcast boot camps you've been through. Well, and being around Ben Brust and Kyle Wallace for 3 hours a day, sometimes it rubs off on you a little bit.
It does. So let's be honest, because you and I agree with what you just said. That this is good for both sides. That's not the sexy take. I get that. But why do you view it that way, Brad?
Well, it's a couple things, really. Let's start with Jordan Love, right? So he got a payday after 1 year of playing, right? And there's a lot of different takes on how you view that year. For me personally, I viewed it as a ramp-up and then excellent elite quarterback play for the back half of the year. I don't expect Jordan Love to play at that clip in perpetuity, right? I mean, that would be MVP-type performances. And maybe he gets there, but that's not realistic expectations. But for Jordan Love, 1 year of at least a really good season, and his contract will now reflect him being on an average per year, the highest-paid quarterback, alongside Trevor Lawrence and Joe Burrow. So I think it's a win for Love. And not only that, but it's a four-year extension. So he's going to be able to get another crack at this, depending on when the extension occurs, right before, right after age 30, when a lot of quarterbacks are really peaking, right? When their physical attributes are still really primed and they're reading defenses, they're in control, they're fully leaders. So I think that this is a benefit for Jordan for it being 4 years, and you get paid after just one season of great play. And for the Green Bay Packers, look, I mean, $55 million a year, highest paid quarterback, like that is headline worthy, but it's not as crazy as it could be. I mean, the way these quarterback contracts work, when you're next man up, you can really wade into an area of contracts where it starts to be pretty eye-popping. And to me, this was It was still a lot of money, but it's not so much so that I feel like the Packers got fleeced on an average per year basis. And the biggest thing that any NFL player will tell you is, let me look at the guaranteed money first. It's sort of like guaranteed money is more like, this is what you're making, and you have the possibility to make this, which is the contract value. So when I look at it as a player, I say, okay, Jordan Love's making 155 with the opportunity to make 220. And the Packers did not give, they gave less guaranteed money than I thought. And I think this has been a revelation. This is probably what has been holding up this contract, is the guaranteed money. I think both sides can look at and say $55 million. That's a fair amount of compensation, a very rich contract for a guy that played 1 year. I think it's the guaranteed money that Jordan's camp has probably been pushing up against this last week or so. And now I see why, because this is classic Green Bay Packers. When Packers give out a contract, it's almost like it's an invitation to play up to your contract. And if you don't, we're going to have an exit plan, even if you're a quarterback. And I feel like that's what happened here. I feel like Jordan Love, it's an invitation to play a top-level quarterback, and he's going to be the Packers quarterback for at least 3 years, right? And the guaranteed money, a big signing bonus, reflects that. But this is about as good of an exit plan as you can have compared to all these other quarterbacks that are signing with much higher guaranteed money.
Yeah, Brad, you're such a smart guy, and obviously you have a financial background, so that adds to it. But the way you put that, I think, is so smart. Because, look, this isn't Shohei Ohtani. This isn't Aaron Judge. This isn't Damian Lillard and Giannis, right? All those contracts, we don't talk about guaranteed money. You know why? Because they're fully guaranteed. Every penny upon signing. And in the NFL, that's not how it works, and you know that from being in the league. I just think that, you know, and Brian Bulaga and I talked about it earlier in the week, and you're making the same point. I am convinced that the holdup here wasn't, I don't know if he's our franchise quarterback or not. That definitely wasn't it. I don't know if he's as good as he was late last season. I think they are fully invested and believe that while he may not play at that high of a level for that extended period, and he might have some bumps in the road still ahead, they're convinced he's a very good quarterback. This was all about the possibility that he's not as good as they think. It is their responsibility, their fiduciary responsibility. How's that sound, Mr. Moneymaker guy?
Now you're speaking my language. Woo!
That's what it is, right? They have to, because the resume compared to other quarterbacks is thinner. And let's be honest, you could say that you don't like Tua, right? You could say that you're not convinced that he's better than Jordan Love. I think there's a good chance you'll be right, that Jordan Love will be better. But this is a guy who has started, 51 games in the NFL? Jordan Love has started 20, including playoffs. That's a big disparity in experience. So they did have to protect themselves if, for some reason, he's not who they thought he was. At the same time, And I'm curious, as you watched this unfold, I think you're right. I think figuring out how to get him guaranteed money without giving away the farm was what was holding this up. And I think they found a way by saying, okay, we're not going to give you as much guaranteed, but how about we give you $75 million right off the bat? Biggest guaranteed signing bonus ever. If you, as a player, were part of the negotiations and your agent was coming to you and saying, Brad, all right, here's the deal. They're not going to give us as much guaranteed money as Tom Tupa. I'm trying to think of great punters over the years. Tim Mast.
What a name drop, Jason. Wow,
but
also a good
we love Brad. We think he's a really good punter. We're not going to give him as much guaranteed money as some of the other punters, but we're going to give him a much larger signing bonus. For you as a player, and for obviously Jordan Love as a player, that's a pretty appealing compromise, is it not?
I would say it is. That $75 million signing bonus, I feel like, is a statement. It's hard for the Packers, and I really feel like both of them stayed true to who they are. You know, Jordan Love trying to maintain and knowing how much he's worth.
and the Packers staying true to their financial prudence. And this is where negotiations are hard. And I know on Monday when I was in Green Bay at the Tundra Trio, I used the word, I was embarrassed for the Green Bay Packers that this wasn't done. I still maintain that because I feel like this could have been hammered out a week ago and no practice were met. But this is where it becomes hard because there's competing motivations. Players want to get as much money as soon as they can. And if you're not getting it soon, it better be guaranteed, or you'd like it to be guaranteed. And the motivation for teams is the exact opposite. You want to guarantee as little as you can and spread out as much as you can. So I feel like this is a way for them to, again, meet in the middle. And who knows what the sticking point was and how far they bridged the gap over the last couple of days. But this was a way for, I think, Jordan Love to feel valued, for the Packers to give him a substantial payday. I mean, that's going to be, it's going to be a nice payday for Jordan Love. When that hits the bank account, that's going to be a good day. But and it accomplishes the general player's goal of how do I get as much money as fast as I can. So check the mark, check the box on as fast as you can. It just doesn't check the boxes. I want as much guaranteed as I can. And the Packers left the box open for spreading it out more. But they left some money on the table for guaranteed. And I think it reflects the true nature of the relationship. Because you look at the Packers and they say, well, we know we want Jordan Love to be our quarterback this season. We're confident that he's going to be the long-term future, but we know in the near term and the medium term, he's our guy. Like, for sure, and this is representative of that, and I feel like that signing bonus really reflects that. It's just the question of if it's like a, you know, to continue the financial conversation, if we're not putting our listeners to sleep, it's like a bell curve, and there is like a tail end of that curve, a low probability that Jordan Love, maybe he can't replicate it. Maybe he just hit lightning in a bottle. At least the Packers have protected themselves, if you fast forward 3 years from now, to where they're not stuck and completely destroyed their cap. And I think when you talk about fiduciary responsibility, I think Brian Gutekunst did that. And Jordan Love got a great payday. So usually I feel like teams and players don't walk away feeling like they both won. I feel like this is about as close as both feeling like they won as you could possibly get.
All right, last thing for you so you can get back to Lex and all the fun stuff you do on a Friday night. It's going to be hard for you to top what you said earlier about the opportunity to earn that money, because I think that is a great way to look at NFL contracts. I mean, that is the smartest way I've heard that described. But you mentioned the embarrassed comment. And you said that, and then, so I had to get after you on Monday, and then on Thursday, I had to get after Kyle for calling Jordan Love selfish. So it was a little bit of a long week for me with the KBN crew. It's the first time in history where I haven't gotten after Ben Brust. But
who would have thought?
When you said that, I am curious, like, you know, and again, you're not that old, but this is a different league than you even played in, right? Because with the changes of how training camp starts, and, you know, they're finally going to be in pads tomorrow. Now, I don't know what Jordan Love is going to do or how much he's going to do, but I don't think he has to do the ramp-up stuff because he has been there. I'm sure he took his conditioning test, but I'm guessing we'll see another day of Sean Clifford. But when you look at what it took to get the deal done, missing four OTA-style helmets, shorts, and jerseys practices, did he really miss that much? And is there any opportunity cost here, or is this probably the best-case scenario where he had to hold in a little while but didn't have to really hold in for very long?
Yeah, you know, he didn't miss much. The short story is he did not miss much. I don't expect the Packers offense to suffer any setbacks or slowdowns, at least attributable to this, once they face the Philadelphia Eagles week one. So the opportunity cost was low. And I think that missing week one, no big deal. I think you fast forward 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, I assume the offense will be humming. My commentary on why I felt that the Packers should feel a little bit of embarrassment was just this. I felt like you had 2.5 months to make a statement that Jordan Love is our quarterback and we believe in the future, and the relationship is healthy. You have a healthy relationship with a quarterback for the first time in at least 4 years after with Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. I know it was a healthy relationship last year, but you look back to how the relationship eroded with Aaron Rodgers, and I just felt like this was an opportunity to avoid drama. And when I saw drama on Monday, I was just thinking to myself, are you kidding me? Like, we had 2.5 months to figure this out. Why couldn't this exact contract have been agreed upon this time last week? Or even, yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. exactly, 7 days ago. What was preventing this a week ago? Because I feel like this is not absurd in any direction. If the contract would have come out today, it was $60 million and $200 million guaranteed, I would have said, okay, I get it. The Packers were really trying to, like, guard themselves against an absurd contract. But this felt like a fair contract, so why couldn't we have done this a week ago, avoided the circus, and made a statement about the future of the Packers and the relationship of quarterback to franchise? That is what I meant, and now that I have a week to reflect on it and see where this landed, I guess that's how I wanted to describe it, is like, we had that opportunity to really have a show of strength, of unity, and health. No drama. There's been no drama the last 12 months, and here we go with drama in something that I felt like could have been done a week ago. So that, if you'll allow me to now take the stand and say it that way, Jason, are you a little bit more on my team?
I feel much better now. I think what's fascinating about it is the $155 million guaranteed. It's between 15 and $20 million less guaranteed than Goff got. And I'll be honest, I thought he was going to get a contract almost identical to Goff's. You know, not quite make him the highest paid quarterback in the league, but he got less guaranteed money than Goff did. And so I think your question about why couldn't we have gotten this done a week ago is fair. And maybe they weren't willing to do the 75. My instinct tells me, and I do not have this from David Mulugeta or Andrew Kessler or from Russ Ball, this is just my instinct, I think making that $75 million guaranteed signing bonus all in one big publisher's clearinghouse check was what pushed it across the finish line. That might be wrong, but it allowed him to take a victory lap on guaranteed money without getting the most guaranteed money compared to other quarterbacks. So, Brad, you are always insightful. I appreciate you, and I'm grateful for you making time for us. I know you got a lot going on at home, so thanks for making time for us and lending us your fiduciary insights, buddy.
Always a pleasure to be on with you, Jason, particular in an event like tonight. So not a problem at all. Happy to do it, and have yourself a great rest of the night as well.
We will wrap things up and recap the news of the night. Jordan Love, 4 years, a reported $220 million. We will talk about that and wrap things up next. You're listening to live breaking news coverage across ESPN Wisconsin of Jordan Love's new contract extension.
Breaking Packers news on 94.5 ESPN. Quarterback Jordan Love is being extended. What moves are still on the table for Jordan Love's offense? Talk all things Titletown right here on 94.5 ESPN and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
Born and raised under the rain and a western wind, felt the way.
Before we go, if you're just joining us and you're saying, what the hell is Wildy doing on at 10 o'clock at night? Well, you're not listening to a rerun of Wildy and Tausch. Again, breaking news happening about an hour and a half ago-ish. Jordan Love's new contract is done. It has not officially been announced by the club, so we'll have to wait for that to go through the proper channels. But according to ESPN's Adam Schefter, 4 years, $220 million in new money, $155 million of that reportedly fully guaranteed, and $75 million of that in the form of the largest guaranteed signing bonus in NFL history for Jordan Love. All right, so where do we go from here? Tomorrow, the Packers have their first padded practice. We'll see how much work Jordan Love gets in. He has been there since the quarterbacks reported more than a week ago, not this past Wednesday, but the Wednesday previous. He has been standing out at practice, including in a monsoon earlier this week, and watching practice every day. He has missed four non-padded helmets, shorts, and jerseys practices. How much he'll do tomorrow, or how much Sean Clifford, his backup, will run the number one offense, we'll have to wait and see. That practice is scheduled for 10:30 at Ray Nitschke Field. It is open to fans and the media. We will talk to Jordan Love, I am certain, either before practice or after practice, but we will hear from him. No one will be cutting off that interview like they were at his camp last weekend. Where do the Packers go from here? They have their face of the franchise quarterback. But they knew that already. This was never a discussion of, oh, I don't know if we want to pay him. They wanted to pay him, but they wanted to protect themselves. And as Rob Domofsky, who joined us, as Brian Bulaga, who joined us, as Brad Nortman, who joined us, all pointed out, they did protect themselves. Do they think that Jordan Love is going to be a disappointment? That he's going to regress to who he was during the first half of last season? They don't think that. I don't think that. Most Packers fans, in fact, probably all Packers fans, with a small minority exception, don't think that. But he will have the pressure of expectations now as he is tied for the highest paid quarterback and the highest paid player in the NFL with a $55 million per year average on his contract. We will have full coverage as we continue on throughout the week. We'll see what Jordan has to say tomorrow.
Jason, Saturday
morning.
Thanks
to Rob Domofsky.
9 a.m. to 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. We will have Alex Schoaf and Gabe Neitzel back at it. So get a little rest, Wisconsin, then join us at 9 a.m. and we'll be right back at it tomorrow morning.
I look forward to talking to them. I'm guessing I'll appear at some point on that program.
You can join whenever you like,
perhaps
Jason.
From the sideline. Perhaps for a press conference, but we'll see. So, again, tune in, as Brian just said, 9 to 11 tomorrow. Alex Strofe, Gabe Neitzel will be on the call for that. Again, thanks to Rob Domofsky of ESPN.com. Thanks to Brian Bulaga, the former Packers right tackle and frequent contributor to the Homer Hour, Wilde and Tausch, and all of our ESPN Wisconsin shows. And to longtime NFL punter Brad Nortman, who joined us as well, one of the stars of KBN every weekday afternoon on ESPN Wisconsin. And thanks to Brian D. for cobbling this all together. But most importantly, thanks to you for tuning in and coming along for the ride with us. Jordan Love, back in the fold. Not that he ever really left, but he's a lot richer tonight. We'll have coverage throughout the week, starting tomorrow at 9 a.m. Have a great night, everybody.
Breaking Packers news on 94.5 ESPN. There's an extension for quarterback Jordan Love. How many titles can we expect with Love under center? React and give your takes with us on 94.5 ESPN and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.